This is the Chip Kelly one-on-one presented by Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles. Folks, let's talk about Sunday first, the win over the Patriots, and really Sam Bradford. It's good to see him get back on the field. How did he play when you watched him?
Sam did a nice job. You know, he's protected the ball in the last couple of weeks, even before the Patriots game. Kept us moving offensively. It was, you know, a weird game. In the third quarter, we didn't really have the ball because we scored on an interception return and a punt return. But I thought Sam did a really nice job. It was good to have him back in control.
Those two touchdowns in the red zone, what impressed you so much about his throws under pressure, moving in the pocket, et cetera?
Yeah, you got to capitalize, especially against a team as good as the Patriots, when you get down to the red zone and you really want to come away with seven instead of three just because of how potent they are on the offensive side of the ball. And he made a nice throw and catch to Zach Ertz. Zach did a good job on a double move, and Sam put the ball exactly where Zach could get it on the top shelf in the back, and no one else could get it. And then the other throw is the exact opposite. It's tight coverage. It's got to be kind of a down and dirty throw. It's got to be low, and only the receiver can go get it. And that's him and Jordan run the right page on that one. So two different throws, but two critical throws for us.
In the time that Sam has been here, how would you describe his level of, you know, growing into the locker room, his play on the field, and just kind of his relationships with all of his teammates?
He's done a really good job, you know, and he continues to get better. The more time he's with us, the more experience he has. You can continue to see him get better and better in terms of what we're trying to do here.
On the defensive side of the ball, Brandon Graham was drafted to play in a 4-3, hand down in the dirt. He's made the transition at outside linebacker. How do you think he's done that, Coach? I mean, as you've seen him through your 3 years here, what has enabled him to become so effective out there?
Well, I think he's built to be an outside linebacker. You know, there's not many 260-pound defensive ends in this league anymore. It's a bigger position in the 4-3 scheme at defensive end, but he's built to be an outside linebacker. He's a dynamic pass rusher, very powerful, can overpower tackles. He also sets the edge. It's very tough to run the ball against him. And he's done a nice job in terms of learning coverages and things like that, so I think he's transitioned really well.
Eric Rose played cornerback and safety in college. He's a cornerback here. What are the physical characteristics that distinguish in your system, or in the NFL, a cornerback and safety?
Well, he's tall and long, and he's got great man coverage skills. It's just a matter of just getting comfortable and gaining experience. The more Eric has played for us, the better he's been. But he looks like an NFL prototypical corner. That's what most people want out there. You know, tall, long guys that can run, and that's where he fits into our scheme.
Are there mental characteristics, mental traits that you look for as well that distinguish a cornerback or a safety?
No, I mean, I think obviously just having a real good football acumen and understanding what we want from a defensive standpoint, the more you can understand what the other 10 guys are doing and then how the offenses are trying to attack to benefit you, whether you're playing corner or safety.
Buffalo Bills are the opponent on Sunday. Their defense has been very effective. What do they do so well on that side of the ball?
You know, Rex always has a really good blitz package that he's going to bring against you. They're stout on first and second down and try to get you into third down situations and then come with all sorts of different blitzes on third down to affect your passing game and try to get you off the field very quickly. But he's very sound in what he does. He's got some really good playmakers. You know, obviously Mario Williams is playing really, really well. Jerry Hughes at the other defensive end is playing well. He's got some pretty good secondary guys. Gilmore is one of the top corners that we'll face. So it's a good group that we get matched up with, and it'll be an exciting challenge.
Their offense has a quarterback who can run around a lot, who can also make every throw. What kind of challenge is that for the defense?
You know, it's going into maybe like a Cam Newton type role, different type of quarterback from a size standpoint. But the fact that there is quarterback run and design quarterback run, not just scrambles. So Tyrod's a very, very good athlete. You got to be aware of him in terms of where he is. And not only does he throw the ball really well and to a good bunch of good receivers, he has the ability, if everybody's covered, to take it and pull it down and run for the first down. So we got to make sure we're really disciplined in our rush lanes against him.
What's your opinion of Sammy Watkins?
He's a heck of a receiver, you know, and you know, he's going to be a big challenge for us. He's obviously their number one threat. He was a top five draft pick for a reason. You know, a real talented, big, strong physical receiver.
Is Charles Clay similar to anyone you've played? Is he a real receiving threat down the field? Is he more of a short yardage?
No, he's everything. He's a really good tight end. That was a good acquisition for him in the offseason, you know, to complement Woods and Watkins outside. They got a real threat in him as a tight end. He's done a really nice job. Greg Roman is the offense coordinator, does a real good job of getting those guys the ball.
Talking to the defense this week about playing LeSean McCoy and his ability to cut back and reverse field, they keep using the word discipline. How do you emphasize discipline during the course of a week?
Well, it's just the same thing we always do. You need to make sure you get 11 guys running to the ball. You got to play good team defense and make sure we tackle well.
Thanks for watching our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Wawa.